Okay. Shit.
Shit.
All right. Hello, people of the interwebs. Welcome to our first podcast. I'm your host, Raimundo. My co-host,
Zach.
yeah. This is our first podcast. I don't know how this is gonna go. It's just an experiment. So just sit back, relax, enjoy. I don't know. Goddamn. But
God
yeah.
damn.
But yeah, okay,
Okay.
shit. Right. I do remember, not gonna lie, I do remember seeing on YouTube that you're not like it was a while ago where it said that you're not allowed to swear for the first minute of it.
You
But
almost passed that.
yeah. But then I guess he changed the guidelines so there's certain words you can say in the first minute.
Where'd you hear that?
YouTube.
YouTube?
Right, but if most of you don't know, me and Zach have been friends for how many years?
10? I met you sophomore.
Decade.
I met you sophomore year in high school. How old were you as a sophomore? 15? And now we're 24?
About, yeah.
About a
Whole
decade.
decade. Damn.
It's been a long decade with this guy over here.
For real, shit. Has it actually been a decade?
I
I
met
feel like it has been a decade.
I met Z How long do you think it's been?
I'm gonna say almost a decade.
Okay.
Because.
I met Zeke and Braden freshman year in English class.
Yeah.
We didn't meet then.
Freshman year.
Freshman year.
So
You
sophomore.
and I met sophomore year in chemistry class.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Okay, so we graduated in 19.
It was 6 years ago. No.
That's.
2021, 22, 23, 24, 25, 6 years, yeah.
And then add another 2 years. No, 3 years.
9 years.
Almost a decade.
Almost a decade. See?
All right, so you're not wrong. All right, but. Yeah, so me and Zach, we've known each other for a whole, almost, I next year,
Be a decade.
it'll be a decade.
A decade with this guy.
Dude, for real.
For real.
I don't see, I don't know. Not gonna lie, shit, if I'm gonna be completely honest, compared to out of the friend group that we had in high school, I didn't think I was gonna, I don't think I was gonna end up here
How
with you.
many times have we talked about this? How did you and I end up being best friends after graduation?
For real.
Dude, Zeke and I were fucking homies. We were homies. Haven't talked to him in like 6 years.
I know. I remember.
Dude,
So I
right?
still remember. I added him on Xbox. I played with him for maybe 10 minutes. I left to go do something. I come back and he completely ghosted me. I was just like, "All right, cool."
Was that after graduation?
That was I think it was a little bit after graduation.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I haven't say same with Braden. I haven't talked to him since before graduation. Same as
Never
like, dude, we were so close and like
mind.
buddies, and now
I was just the two of
it's a
us.
team amigo.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Shit. But yeah, it's been a ride. It's been a whole ass 9 years, right?
Dude, 9 years. This guy over here is almost 24.
Dude, for real.
Dude, for real? Oh my God, almost 24.
I'm almost dead.
Almost dead. You can't be saying that, dude. Come on.
I remember there was one teacher back in high school that always said, doesn't matter what your birthday is, you're one step foot in the grave. I don't
Who
remember
said
who
that?
said
That's
that,
horrible.
but that's a thing, though.
It's horrible.
But they're not wrong, though.
That's sad, but it's true.
Yeah, but.
Wanna
Dude, honestly, high school was definitely different. But, like, do you miss high school?
Did I miss it?
Yeah.
No. No. Miss school. No one likes school.
I feel like I was the king of school. I feel like I knew everybody back in high school.
You think so?
I feel like that. But then, like, once you graduate, it's just like, you don't remember no one. Which is weird because where I work at, I sometimes see people from high school.
Like Aubrey?
Oh, shit. Luckily, I haven't read it to her. I think we're going to have to bleep that name just in case. Oh, don't get me fucking started about that story. Dude, after graduation...
We're not, no.
After graduation with that story, damn, it was a whole-ass turn.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it was... That. Now that I look back at it, it was, like, very toxic.
At least you were talking to someone in high school. You know who didn't? Me.
No, I didn't even know I was even talking to her for the longest time.
Oh, yeah, because you... I remember that.
Yeah.
You had a weird thing going on.
Shut the fuck up. Honestly, okay, there was a moment where I thought about it. All right? There was a moment. But then I'm just like, no, we're just good friends and everything. And then, like, years later, after the fucking graduation and everything, that's where it's just like, oh, hey, blah this, blah that. You know, just like, well, fuck that. Fucking dodged a bullet.
Whatever happened to her, do you know?
I don't know. I stopped keeping tabs after I ditched her.
It's funny.
It sounds horrible on my part. But I promise you, it was like one of those moments that you had to be there to actually understand. You had to
be there. Still to this day, Zach has no girl. That's sad.
No, I'm joking. Dude, we gotta get you somebody.
You know, I had my eye on someone at work that you quit.
I remember that.
Maddie.
Yeah. We'll keep that in and amplify that.
Dude. Yeah. Dude, I had the chance numerous times. Didn't take it.
This was like a you problem.
I
remember I fucking told you multiple times. I'm like, hey, go for it.
I can't
even, do it.
I can't
and then you're like, you're right. I should. And then
got scared.
Next time I see you, you're like, how did it go? You're like, shit, never did it.
Yeah, I never did it. Never did it, dude.
Oh, man. Yeah, well. And we also went to college together.
Very, very briefly we did.
You briefly did.
I dropped out before you did.
I finished.
You finished, I dropped out.
Literally. But... We don't, how do you say that? We don't remember that.
That's an embarrassment for Zach. Oh, he dropped out.
I know, come fucking tough it up, huh?
But that was like, during COVID.
Yeah. That was, during COVID, school was hard.
Dude. I'm glad we graduated high school, but we did. And that's not the next year.
Dude, holy shit.
Dude, my cousin Jacob went through to Lincoln through all that, all the COVID stuff the first time.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Dude,
That was high school. We weren't going to college, dude. Come on.
Dude, even in college, because after you dropped out, I still, like, stuck it up. Like, you know, finished, you know? But, like, even after during that was even a fucking headache. But at least, like, some of the professors were just, like, oh, I know you're supposed to be taking a test, blah, this, blah, that. But they're like, for this whole situation, we're just going to scrub it.
When it first hit COVID the first time, I had teachers who didn't know what the fuck to do. Do I send out assignments? Do I not? Do I just cancel class this semester? They didn't. A lot. I still owe that school $10,000. Can you believe that?
Really?
My loans are on hold.
For right now.
I'm paying loans right now, but still, that's a lot of, 9,000, but still, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, that is. So, people that are listening to this podcast, make sure you share. Oh, cool. Share. No. Follow your dreams. Don't listen to this guy, all right? He's a dropout. Follow your dreams. If that means going to school, you go to school. I was just going to say, for our sake, we're in school debt, you know. Like, share, subscribe, you know. Share this with everyone. Get us that views. We need it.
I have a trainer who went to South Dakota State for, what was it? It was athletic training for 6 years. He's in debt $100,000.
Damn.
I should be talking to him, right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. Don't talk to you. Dude, $100,000 in debt.
Yeah, I can't imagine, man. That's because, yeah, it's just school debt's just like ridiculous.
And I found out through my brother, you can't get away from student loans.
Yeah, you can.
You cannot, unless you die.
Unless you die, or you legally change your name and then move to a whole different country.
Move to East Africa, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only way you're going to be able to get out of school debt.
Can you imagine doing that?
I don't
over think.
9,000? Shit. I'm double that of yours, shit.
Dude, double it, really?
Yeah, it's because remember after that, after our 2 years, I also
went to USF.
Yeah, I tried going for my bachelor's, but then like that whole bullshit happened, and I just ended up wasting more money than me.
Do you think college is a scam? Like the real world, like getting a job. I mean, because I think it can be.
I feel like yes and no.
Yes and no.
Because definitely, like, trying to, like, get a good job. And, like, you definitely see that some companies do want you to have, like, some sort of degree. It's because they won't just hire you like that.
Sure. Sure. Would we ever go back to school?
No.
Not a chance.
No.
Not a chance.
It's because technically, I also dropped out from when I was trying to go for my bachelor's.
Yeah. You finished Southeast Tech.
Yeah, I did.
I graduated
then. But the other one, I didn't.
How long did you go to USF after Southeast Tech?
3 more years.
Dude, no, you didn't.
Yeah. I literally, once I graduated from there, I went directly to USF.
You went to USF for 3 years after Southeast Tech?
No. Scratch that. I was 2 going on to 3. And you want me to stay there for another 3 years.
I remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
My brother went to school for business for 6 years.
Yeah.
Sam did. He went to USD, USF. And then he moved to Denver and graduated there. 6 years, that dude.
Damn.
He's wickedly smart, but dude.
Really?
Oh, really? Wow. How much time you said so?
No.
Kick your ass, dude.
No. It was jokes. It was all jokes. It was just all jokes. But yeah, and then now we're here. 9 years later after just living and vibing.
Living and vibing.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I guess, like, the only reason why I feel like we should do this whole podcast thing.
It's because we're funny.
That too. And we talk about a lot of random stuff.
We do, a lot.
Yeah, and I feel like as like being like best friends, like brothers, like, you know, and all that, I feel like this would be something like that would be like completely different and just out of the ordinary.
Yes.
Because I know, I love like entertaining people, and I know you're a fucking like turtle when it comes to like, putting yourself out there and everything.
You notice, good for you.
Yeah, 9 years. But yeah, I feel like low key this will be actually pretty fun. Just gotta get accustomed to it.
We just gotta know what we're doing.
Exactly.
We'll work through it.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. Baby steps, right?
Baby steps. But with also me and you being friends, which honestly, like, that's why I said, like, for like at the beginning, like don't want to be rude, but I'm very surprised that me and you were the ones that ended up, like, you know, sticking it out.
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, it's because we have so many differences.
Tell me in high school that you and Braden didn't, like, weren't closer friends than you and I were in high school.
I'll do 100%.
I remember being close as shit with Zeke.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, you and I were friends, but not like...
not like very close.
Right?
Yeah. Because okay. I met Braden in sixth grade.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. But then, and then that's when I met you. But then, like, as we, like, started getting, like, closer and closer as friends, I also realized that we don't really have much in common.
We actually don't.
Mm-mm. Like for one, do you like ice cream?
Only chocolate.
You see, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's because I'll eat any ice cream.
What do you put on your ice cream?
Sprinkles? Cherry?
No. We were talking about this 5 minutes ago.
Were we?
Yes. The thing you put on ice cream?
Oh, nuts?
No, I'm not gonna say it. A sauce?
Really? Chocolate?
No, you're getting there. Vanilla ice cream.
Oh, wait. I don't even fucking know.
Vanilla ice cream?
Yeah.
It's not chocolate sauce. It's something else sauce.
Strawberry?
No, dude, you stop being stupid.
I'm trying to
you, but stop.
It's not vanilla.
Yeah.
Caramel!
You said it right! Caramel!
That's one thing, though.
We were talking about that. It's caramel, guys.
Okay. Do you guys either say, like, anyone that's listening to this, alright, do you guys say it as caramel or caramel?
There's one right answer. Caramel.
Because this guy believes that it's caramel. I believe that you, like, as Hannah Montana once said, you have the best of both worlds.
Yeah, Hannah Montana once said. Dude, you have black and blue right there.
That's Hannah Montana once said. I've been keeping that in for decades. I did not believe it until one of my coworkers the other day said it as caramel. So then that proves to me that do people say it.
What were we talking about? About what was it? We were talking about how I ate bone marrow. Pork rinds!
Pork rinds, yeah.
Dude!
They're delicious.
They're disgusting. Don't try them.
For all my Latino friends out there, dude, you guys can all agree that pork rinds, I forgot how you say it in Spanish, that they're the bomb. They're great. They're amazing. All you got to do is just put a little bit of salt on it, you know, and then just eat it like that. That's all you got to do. No, that's mad disrespectful.
What other food fuels do we have?
When we went to K-Pot, you like cow tongue.
So do you.
Okay, but that's not the point.
So do you.
No, you fell in love with it. I was like, eh, with it.
Also, you liked it?
Ish.
No? Ish?
Okay. It's one of those things that if it was offered to me, I will eat it. But I would not go out of my way to go and eat it itself.
But it was good, though.
It was decent.
It was decent. Don't even... Okay, yeah, you're right. I yeah. You did that. When we were in San Francisco, I found a burrito shop that serves, like, pork rinds. I obviously said no to that one.
You should have did it.
Remember that one time in high school we ate
bugs?
In chemistry class, yeah. Was it?
I remember you were just sitting down, and I just said no, or you just, like, whipped it out.
During
class, and then you just, like, stopped. Our fucking teachers, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Was that, who was that?
I don't
the teacher. Remember. Was it physics? Lyon?
I think so, yeah.
Lyon? Chris Lyon?
I think so. I don't remember. All I know is it was a male teacher. But yeah. But with that being said, though, with the whole caramel and caramel thing.
Caramel.
Okay, but is it soda or pop?
Pop.
It's soda.
Pop.
Soda.
Pop.
Who the fuck says pop?
This guy.
Me. Well, no one cares.
Okay, why do you call it? Caramel?
Caramel, caramel, doesn't matter. Whichever one comes out first. You got too hooked on to that. Because I said it wrong once, and you're like, man, this guy's stupid.
Do you put ranch on your pizza?
No.
Is that a white person thing?
I have no, it's definitely not, because my sister does it and she loves it.
Do you put anything on your pizza?
Ketchup and mayo.
I hate you. Dude, stop. Okay.
In my defense, put a little bit of honey on it.
I do that too.
I've never done that. I was just joking.
I'm serious. Don't fucking do that. Dude, I am serious.
Oh my god. I just...
I have a buddy who lives in Montana.
Okay.
And this one that blew my mind. Sweet and salty, you should try it.
Well, like sweet and salty candy?
No, like the pizza's salty.
Yeah.
The honey's sweet. Kind of like, dude. Or.
What the hell are you talking
or,
about?
Or.
Okay, okay.
Or mustard.
The fuck?
Yellow mustard on like Supreme Pizza.
Hell.
I do it all the time, but oh my god, dude.
Hell no.
Sometimes it just hits the fucking spot.
What spot exactly is
that? What spot, this guy says.
Oh
my god.
No.
Yeah, I'm not crazy, dude. I promise.
Okay, the only reason why I said ketchup and mayo is because when I went back to visit my family in the Central America, right, and my cousins took me out to eat pizza, right? And the condiments that they had there were ketchup, mayo, and like a green spice.
Okay.
Right? And I was very skeptic because I ate mine like a normal person and didn't put anything else on it, you know? Just whatever came on the pizza, that's what it is. But I actually put the ketchup and mayo on it. Let me just tell you, that, weirdly enough, tastes delicious.
You're crazy.
But ranch, for me, that just seems too absurd.
That is, have you tried it before?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Not my favorite.
Really?
Okay, now let me ask you this, Mr. Ranch Eater. Does it have to be normal ranch, or do you put, like, that blue cheese ranch, or, like...
Dude, only and ever Hidden Valley ranch. Do you like blue cheese?
No. Isn't that rotten cheese anyways?
Moldy?
Yeah.
Dude.
So why the
cheese on some wings? Game over.
That's... Okay.
Some buffalo wings, blue cheese. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Ranch and wings. It's valid. It's understandable.
Yes. Okay.
But ranch with pizza, it's an abomination.
It's gonna make you mad.
Okay.
How about
No.
Sorry. Good. How about like a Supreme Pizza?
Okay.
Okay. You can get behind that, right?
Yeah, Supreme Pizza bomb, really. It's the bomb.
Peanut butter.
The fuck?
The fuck?
The fuck are you making? A fucking pizza, peanut butter, and jelly sandwich?
I want to say that I ate gold one time. But
how did that taste? I want to eat gold.
I don't remember where.
Was it here? The town?
Was it like Florida, Tampa, something like that?
Of course, it's the Floridians.
Dude. I was going to ask you something, but I forgot what it was.
It's gold delicious.
Talking about food. Talking about pizza. Talking about what it was. How about olive oil ice cream?
Olive oil ice cream?
Yes. The thing, olive oil on vanilla ice cream? By the way, I hate vanilla. I hate vanilla ice cream. I hate vanilla anything. It's so boring. Olive oil ice cream? Ho, ho, ho. Out of this world.
Never tried it.
Don't do it.
Sounds disgusting. And vanilla's a dope flavor. I don't know how you can get behind all of vanilla.
There is no, like, chocolate is a flavor.
Okay.
Raspberry is a flavor.
Vanilla.
Orange is a flavor. Hold on. Vanilla is boring.
It's basic.
When we went to Vegas, I think I told you about this. My brother and I got a cocktail.
Okay.
It was the size of my head. It was fucking huge.
Damn.
It was that big.
Yeah.
The glass. It was the most obscene cocktail I've ever had. It was, what was it? It was like gummy bears and fruit snacks and stuff like that.
Goddamn.
Was it necessary? No, of course not. It was expensive.
I can't imagine if it's the size of your head.
It was $50 for one drink.
Holy shit. Was it worth it?
No. It tasted a lot like alcohol. It wasn't sweet and like candy should be.
Yeah.
Do I have a picture of it somewhere? I thought I did. Maybe not. I don't think I do.
Damn.
Cake.
You don't like cake?
Only chocolate.
You're a menace to society at this point. How do you not like cake?
How do you like cake?
Cake is sweet. It's delicious. It's the world's sweetness.
Okay, how about cake or pie? Face value, cake or pie?
Depending on what kind of pie and depending on what kind of cake.
Cake or pie?
Depending. I gotta have more info on this.
Talk me through what you're thinking right now. Cake or pie?
Okay, so.
Why?
Depending on what kind of cake. Because if we're talking about cheesecake, cheesecake is the GOAT. I don't care what all y'all say, is that cheesecake is top up there, top tier. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, what kind? What kind of cheesecake? Like, flavored.
Oh, shit, strawberry.
Shit, wow. Strawberry, dude.
Dude, have you tasted strawberry cheesecake before? Dude, that shit is amazing.
So you would take that over, like, a birthday cake?
Yeah.
Birthday cake? Getting with a spoon. Can't do it. Oh my god, can't do it.
But cake is delicious, though.
Only chocolate.
Why chocolate, though?
Why chocolate, okay?
I feel, this is me personally. I feel like if I eat vanilla cake, I can eat like a decent, like I can eat like a normal slice of vanilla cake.
Sure.
Alright? But when I eat chocolate cake, I think I can only have like one or two bites and I'm like, man, this is super sweet. I can't.
I could also understand that.
So then what the fuck is the whole point of buying... Red Velvet. Do you like Red Velvet?
Yes.
You're weirdo.
I'm friends with my dude. Come on.
That's it. This is the end. No,
just... Hey, what about cookies or brownies?
Cook.
Got you.
Never mind. Yeah. Fuck.
A chocolate chip cookie.
Okay.
Out of the oven. Okay. Or a milk chocolate brownie out of the oven. Like, still both warm. Both warm.
I'm gonna have to take the brownie.
Okay.
What about you? They're both chocolate, Mr. I like chocolate.
I like chocolate. You're gonna don't hate me.
Okay.
You can't beat a warm chocolate chip cookie. Can't fucking do it. Yes, also, a warm brownie's up there too. If I were to pick it, I'd pick the cookie over the brownie.
Okay. That's valid.
Okay. Okay. You go to the gas station, Ray.
Okay.
You get one salty snack.
Okay.
One sweet snack. Okay. One drink. Go.
Salty, we're going with the basic.
Don't say pork rinds. I'm going to walk out.
Pork rinds. You got to go with the typical Pringles.
Okay, what flavor?
Regular.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. It's OG.
Okay.
For sweet, you got to go with them gummy worms. I fucking love
gummy bears or gummy worms?
Gummy worms. Actually, it doesn't matter. I love both. Anything gummy, I'll fucking eat.
Okay.
And then for drink, it will either have to be any flavor Gatorade.
Okay.
Or a Monster. But it has to be that mango one.
Damn good.
And it used to be just those two. Okay. Until I found out that fucking Brisk makes those, like, fucking blue drinks. Bro.
You bought one an hour ago.
Yeah, I bought one an hour ago. But, bro, that is so delicious. I can't.
I don't have one yet.
Dude, it will rock your world. It's just simple as that.
Why the original Pringles? They're good, but why?
Well, you said something salty. I feel like if you pick like any of the other ones, I feel like that's kind of cheating. It's because you're kind of adding a flavor to it.
Okay. You ever have those little Debbie donuts? A white bag?
Yeah.
Dude, one time I all by myself in like an hour. The whole bag. I'm like, they're all gone now. Shit.
I did the same thing. But the chocolate ones are fucking good.
I know the answer. I'm going to ask you anyway.
Okay.
Have you ever been so lucky enough to have a Krispy Kreme donut?
Yes.
Never mind. Okay, I was wrong.
Yeah.
Where?
How?
Where? Don't have them here, do we? No, we don't have them here.
No, we don't. But there's sometimes on that last stop shop, CD shop, mm-hmm. that's down like for the first. Sometimes people actually like go over there and sell it.
And I know. I've never.
Yes. And I bought one and I ate one.
Dude, tell me those are like the best donuts.
100%.
Ever.
100%.
If they're fresh. I'll be at 12 in 2 minutes, dude. Timing, go.
Goddamn. That'll take me a while to get to 10, 12.
What's your favorite donut? Like, type? A Bismarck when it's filled, or the glaze, or like, what's your go-to? The
filled ones, but it has to be, like, I think it's raspberry.
Okay. I can get behind that.
Yeah.
Do you like frosting on your filled donuts?
Yes.
Really?
Sometimes.
I think that's too much. Too much
too sweet?
Yes.
I feel like it just depends. Depends on the mood. You know?
I see that.
But yeah, like fucking like donuts and gummy worms, I could get behind anytime.
Dude, 100%.
What's another thing?
Online, this someone sells a 25-pound gummy bear. And same company, a 2.5-foot long gummy worm.
That's crazy.
I'll show you right now.
Fucking order one right now.
Dude, they're like super expensive though.
Oh, I imagine.
Let's see. A 3-pound gummy worm, 4,000 calories, $30.
Damn.
A 2-pound sour gummy worm, $28. A 5-pound gummy bear, $35 to $38.
Damn.
A 26-pound gummy bear, $190. That's a lot of.
That's a lot.
26 pounds of pure sugar.
I feel like there's somebody out there that can do it.
How well are you with spicy foods? On like a 1 to 10.
3.
3. What is the hottest thing you've eaten before?
A jalapeno.
Was it like just a jalapeno? Mm. Was it dried?
No.
Well, it wasn't dried. It's just, okay, why?
Well, back when I was a wee lad, my mom, this is growing up, I never ate a lot of spicy stuff, right? But for some reason, my mom was so adamant about me and my siblings, like, wanting, like, eating spicy stuff. So one time, my mom gave me a jalapeno. She's like, you know, just bite it. Like, you know, it'll be fine. You'll like it and all this and that, right? And I took it. And I even knew it was spicy, but I was like, I don't know if I want to do this. But then my mom was like, no, just do it. You'll be fine. It's good. I promise. Fucking bit it, ate it, swallowed it. And then from there, it was just like, it went like down south.
Like, my cousin once gave me the world's hottest gummy bear called Little Nitro.
Okay.
Thought nothing of it. So I proceeded to open the box.
And just ate it?
Put it in my mouth. I actually thought I was going to pass out. Dude, it was the heat and the pain came out of thin air. I started seeing stars.
Damn.
You know what that means?
You know,
I probably like, sit down.
You're dying.
Hang on for a second. And I didn't even like, I chewed it up for a minute, spit it out. My stomach hurt so bad. I didn't even swallow it. But, oh my God, dude. I felt like I was hitting something by Mike Tyson. Like, I might throw up. Didn't happen, though.
So then now, like, you know how, like, on YouTube, you see, like, that one YouTube show called Hot Ones?
Yes.
How far do you think you can make it before you're actually, like...
I can make it pretty far. Do I have milk to drink as I'm eating these wings?
Yeah.
I can do it.
Shit. I could probably make it up to, like, 3 or 4. And I'd be like, I don't think I could do this no more.
Back in high school, my brother's friend ate the ghost pepper in the room which we are sitting right now.
In here?
In here.
Damn.
Guess what helped?
Milk?
Nothing. Damn. Oh, that's so scary.
Yeah, I can't imagine eating something like that, huh? Like, especially, like, the people, like, on... Like, I don't know if you see on TikTok, it's like the ones that just fucking, like, eat a lot of spicy stuff with that, and they're like, no reaction. I hate those ones. Honestly, weirdly enough, I hate those people that do those. It's so cringy.
Do you know why pepper spray is called pepper spray?
Because it's made out of peppers?
The capsaicin, which makes peppers hot, is in that spray.
Really?
Yep. that's why if you get scared by a cop, your eyes turn red and you start crying. It's the capsaicin and the peppers that make them hot. That's how it's called, pepper spray. The more you know.
I feel like that's torture.
I know a guy at work who's a cop. For training, you have to get pepper sprayed.
Yeah, you have to get pepper sprayed and tased.
And tased.
I want to get tased. I don't want to get pepper sprayed, but I want to get tased.
What's your first reaction when your eyes are irritated?
Wipe them.
You rub them, right?
Yeah.
I was told by Justin, you cannot rub your eyes during this police training. You know why?
Because it does make it worse.
You're like, oh God, it hurts so much. It makes it worse. And then it's all over your hands and your...
Fine.
Raise... Did you just hit play again?
Yeah.
Guys, did you hear that Ray's favorite restaurant closed?
Yeah. That's so mean. I don't even know if we could talk about that, though.
Dude, they had a chocolate fountain.
They used to have
one. Dude, that was, like, the coolest thing.
When they brought it, I remember I was just like, this is game changer. We're in the future.
What in the future right now?
And they fucking only had it for like a few days and then they took it away.
Really?
Yeah, it's not there no more.
I've been there since we went in the freaking...
See, if I would have went there more times, you know, you would have known. You're like, man, where'd that chocolate fountain? Crazy stuff, though. But yeah, this is gonna be a new journey for us.
It's been 42 minutes.
It has.
Of us just talking.
That's what it's all
about. Not rehearsed, not scripted, just for just talking to you, right?
That's all it is.
Let's talk about the immaturity of Zach's fear of flying. Because I get so much shit for that even at work. I'm not crazy, I promise.
Yeah, I just don't understand how you have a fear. Like, do you have a fear of heights?
Typically, no.
Oh, so you're telling me that if you're on, like, one of those, like, fucking rides, like, at a fair, like, where they just, like, lift you all the way up and then just, like, drop you like that. Easy or scary?
The free fall would scare me more than the height itself. Also, I don't do roller coasters. You know that, don't you? They fucking freak me out.
Mm.
I'm 24, dude. Come on.
So then if you can handle that, then how come you can't handle a simple plane ride?
Also, when you're in a plane, you're flying at 35,000 feet.
Okay.
No ride goes that high. If something goes wrong in a fucking plane, you're dead, dude. Did you ever watch Sully? When Tom Hanks lands the plane on the Hudson River in New York?
No.
Don't watch that. It's a good movie, but like...
Don't watch Jesus.
For me, my fear of flying... Don't... What's your favorite movie?
Jurassic Park.
Why?
It's a classic, man. But you do know in the first Jurassic Park, they actually build a fucking robot to look like a dinosaur.
You're saying they're not real dinosaurs in the movie? Dude, no. What the fuck?
I know.
It's fucked up.
Compared to nowadays, like the new Jurassic Park, it's all CGI. But like back then, like they actually built.
Okay.
The first one, they fucking build. Like an actual robot and like stuff like that.
Next time we hang out, we gotta watch. Sounds of the Lambs. I watched that by myself a couple weeks ago. It made my skin crawl. It's a good movie with good acting, but oh my God, it was a lot to watch.
Sounds interesting. You got me intrigued now.
Isn't that back here? The guy who plays Anthony Hopkins plays Hannibal Lecter.
Damn.
Long story short, I'm in this fast. He's a cannibal.
Yeah, I think we all know who Hannibal Lecter is.
But his acting is so good, you believe him. Like, oh, he's actually being serious. His acting is so good, you forget he's acting.
Yeah.
It's a movie.
You see, isn't that kind of creepy, though? Like if an actor is, like, too good at a role, like, does that ever make you wonder, like...
Oh, my God.
Do you think that's something in real life?
My brother and I watched The Shining, which have you watched? Something
we, came we up start, or something, we right? We started it. We just never finished it.
My brother and I watched that, and it's a scary fucking movie. Don't get me wrong. But it takes some time to build, like, the plot line.
Yeah.
I forgot that Jack Nicholson was acting. I thought he was actually fucking crazy.
Yeah.
He's acting. That's how good he is.
Yeah. But I also, like, I'd rather watch the movie than read the book, because I hear that the book is fucking, like fucking that huge, like a fucking dictionary.
Guess what book I bought?
Shining.
Yeah. Guess what page I'm on? One. Fucking cover, dude. I'm
okay? He's like, I bought it. He's like, I'm gonna read it. It's gonna happen. Puts away 5 months later. Alright.
Here we go.
Shining. Man, that's enough reading.
That's another one day. It's like
next day, page one.
It's like
600. All right, I'm done.
It's like 600 pages too, dude. Start to finish is like 600 pages.
Can't do that.
I'm not a very confident reader to read that much, dude. Keep it going. Be consistent.
Isn't that like a? No, it's because I think that you know that movie It, right?
I haven't watched it, but yeah.
I've never watched it too. I kind of want to watch it.
Pennywise,
yeah. Isn't that book like probably the most thickest book compared to The Shining?
You want to find out?
Is there? We're gonna buy the book.
Feels weird. Okay, do you have a guess?
I'm gonna say it's about 800. It's because I feel like I've seen the thickness of that book, and I feel like it's, like, enormously big. Higher or lower than 800? Is it 1,000?
1,138.
God damn,
dude. I could maybe finish that on my deathbed.
Shit.
50 years.
I'll just skip to the end and say... And just read the last page.
Dude, I can't... 1,000 pages for a book.
That's... We only know there's people dedicated to reading. To, like, read. I can't. I can barely dedicate myself to even read 2 pages of a book.
When did you last read a book cover to cover?
Shut up.
I'm sorry. Dude, I haven't either.
Shut up. I think that answered your question.
God, got it. What happened again? When you were in middle school, did you read Hatchet? Hatchet.
I don't remember much of middle school. My middle school experience was way different. Either in a good way or a bad way. Well, I could talk about that. Out of the podcast.
Because you're a bad guy. What do you mean?
Hmm?
I mean, it was school, right? It was middle school for fucking kids.
Well, okay, there was a year where I was in trouble. Like, I was such a horrible kid.
You?
I got ISS for half of the school year.
This guy. Right.
Yeah.
You got, I don't believe you.
100%.
Dude, you're my best friend, and you're like, I got ISS bullshit. For no. What?
A lot of fights.
Like, physical?
No. Yeah.
I've known you for 10 years. That's the first time I've heard about it. You liar.
I'm not lying. No. I literally, like, I started and finished a lot of fights back in middle school.
Looked at you funny or what?
Huh?
Did somebody look at you funny?
Okay, so there was one fight I accidentally started because my friend was fucking with me, and I thought it was the guy that was literally right behind me. So I was taking a drink at a water fountain, right? And then I kept on feeling like someone kicking me and lifting my bag and dropping it like that, right? So I straight up told him, I'm like, hey, can you please stop? And I'm, as I'm continuing to take your drink, they do it again. And I'm like, seriously, knock it off. I'm gonna punch you and everything, right?
Okay.
And then the third time does it. I'm like, all right. And I straight up just, wham! Hit him in the gut. He falls onto the ground. And then I go to class. Turns out my buddy's like, did you punch him? And I'm like, yeah. It's because he was doing this and that. And he's like, that was me that was messing with you. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
You punched the wrong kid.
I punched the wrong kid.
That's what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. And some of it was fights. Some of it was... There was one time I ran into a hallway. And I got sent down to the office. And they gave me ISS.
Dude, what?
Mm-hmm. The fights I can understand.
Sure.
The running in the hallway was bullshit. And I guess there was another one where apparently I said a swear word to a teacher. Like, I never did that. That one I know for sure I never did. But yeah. That was the bad part. The good part, I don't think I can talk about it. It's definitely a different side.
Where'd you go to elementary school? No, elementary school.
Well.
Huh? Where? Well?
Yeah.
Oh. What the hell are we done?
Were you ever bad? Did you ever had a bad year? Not in your whole school life?
No.
You're fucking goody two shoes.
A goody two shoes. I ain't even today, dude.
Huh?
I'm a goody two shoes even at 24.
I know. What? Me too, but.
Did I ever get in trouble in school?
But we know what's good parenting, though? Is that the fact I wasn't scared of getting in trouble by the school, but I was scared of my folks finding out I got in trouble by the school. Really? Yeah. That's how you know that's fucking good parenting. Is the fact I'm like, no, I'll take the ISS, I'll do it. Just don't tell my dad. Just don't tell my parents, please. Where I did start shaping up
was ROTC.
No, was one of the last times I got in trouble. I was taken to the main principal's office, and he told me, saying that if I get in trouble one more time, it's OSS. I was literally on my last line to getting all this.
Really?
Yeah.
And this happened in middle school?
Yeah.
Okay. Was there anybody who wanted to fight in high school?
I'm trying to think. It's been a while. Yes. It was a whole class.
Whole classroom?
Yeah.
Whose class?
It's like, there was a class that was past the ROTC room.
Okay.
And then, like, you go way down the hall, take a left, and there's one classroom. Let me just say, a lot of people there were just so fucking annoying. I'm just like, I just want to just be like, that's it. Hands are going to be sore.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever have Mr. Doyle, or a teacher?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah.
See him at work twice a week.
Thanks.
You don't know who I'm talking about, but I see him around at work.
Thanks.
Were there any teachers that you didn't like?
Like, are you talking about, like, in general, or like
high school teachers?
I not really. I was kind of chill with all my teachers.
Really?
Yeah. Someone was reaching up.
What's that for?
No, I have no idea. It says it about sound. But,
we've been talking for an hour now. Oh my gosh, dude.
Holy shit. This is the whole thing.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah. What should we name this thing?
Two guys talking.
Oh, gee, that's very generic.
I don't know. Two guys talking about nothing.
Shit, one idea that came to mind, because I told you about the idea that was Keep It 100, but then when I actually looked it up on YouTube, it was actually a podcast called Keep It 100. So I was thinking, and I don't know, it could be called Lazy Talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lazy Talk. Two guys talking.
Shut the fuck up.
That was horrible. Oh my gosh. Two guys talking.
You got an idea other than just two guys talking?
Two guys talking. No, I know, dude. Come on.
No nonsense. Comma nonsense.
No nonsense. Yeah. No.
No nonsense show. Talk. And no.
Two guys talking. Oh my god, dude. Now my brightest moment right there. Okay, is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, just probably like an idea what we could come up with this. That's my idea, is that we could call it Lazy Talk. Or
two guys talking.
Or two guys talking. Or we could just leave it up. Like, I don't know. Like, if there's anyone watching this, because honestly, I feel like this podcast, I kind of want to, like, having, like, where I guess, like, the audience is just, like, definitely not for kids. This podcast is definitely not meant for, like, kids and all this and that. But, like, you know. Anyone else that just needs to have something playing in the background, or just like, you know, just need extra noise, or is actually interested to hear what we have to talk about.
Which isn't much, but.
Isn't much, but it's our first one. I think there's a whole bunch of things to talk about. Boom.
I say next time we come back here, we gotta have a name. Locked and loaded.
Locked and loaded, a name? All right. We'll come up with a name next time. Next episode, we'll have an official name. We have to. Or if not, whoever listens to this, you know, if they have ideas, you know, I'm going to post this on YouTube too. You know, just put it down in the comments. Just put it in the comments and see, like, you know, your ideas. I'll look at them.
We should name it the Okay, Hear Me Out.
Okay, Hear Me Out.
Okay, Hear Me Out podcast.
Now you doesn't sound too bad. The Okay, Hear Me
Out. Okay, Hear Me Out podcast. It's been the other one I had. Two guys talking podcast.
How about the No Nonsense Show?
I kind of like that.
Or Lazy Talk Podcast.
Lazy Talk Podcast.
Lazy Talk.
Talk, yeah.
You said lock.
What are you talking about?
I heard talk. Now. Or
two guys talking podcast. Why is that so entertaining for me? Oh my gosh.
Alright. Well, I guess with that, I guess we finish episode one.
Until next time.
Yeah. You guys stay safe, healthy. Dress for the weather, don't do drugs, stay in school. If yeah, that's all I get.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.